WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At this point in the show, I'd like to take the time to talk about two new TV offerings, from genres that aren't represented that much on television these days. One's a serious discussion show. The other is an old-fashioned, large-scale Western. If the broadcast networks want to know why they're losing audience and prestige, all they have to do is look around to cable TV and PBS, which is doing what the networks used to do and doing it very well. This coming season, there isn't a single movie night on any of the broadcast networks. They've basically given up on movies and miniseries, two genres they used to own. As for the serious discussion show, well, Nightline hasn't been the same since Ted Koppel stepped down and the show went to multiple hosts and topics. In primetime, the rare one-hour interviews tend to go to tabloid-worthy celebrities, like Matt Lauer's recent Dateline NBC chat with Britney Spears. It didn't used to be that way. Less than two decades ago, the broadcast networks made great miniseries. One of the very best of them was Lonesome Dove, a CBS Western starring Robert Duvall in one of his all-time greatest performances. Duvall recently had an idea for a new Western miniseries. But the result, a very engrossing drama called Broken Trail, isn't ending up on CBS. It's premiering Sunday and Monday night on American Movie Classics on cable. Duvall co-stars with Thomas Hayden Church from Sideways. They both play cowboys, but they start Broken Trail at very different places. Church plays Hart, an itinerant cowhand. Duvall plays Hart's uncle, Print, who tracks him down to deliver the bad news that Hart's mother has died and left the ranch not to her son, but to her brother, to him. Print has an idea, though, one that requires Hart's help. A scheme to gather a lot of horses and run them from Oregon to Wyoming, where they'll fetch much higher prices.
And I'm thinking tough, high desert Mustangs. They can go unshod and ought to be fairly broke by the time we get to Sheridan.
On shares?
I figure 25-75 split on profits after expenses and loan repayment.
Loan repayment?
To the bank. I'd have to put the ranch up as collateral.
Well, what the kind of deal is that? You take the family ranch to borrow money to buy horses?
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
What's the other?
Well, you can stay here, cutting the nuts off another man's cows for chucking wages till you're all stove up and walking around like a crab, like all the other bachelor cowhands from here to the Dales. No disrespect meant. Truth is, you're as loose as ashes in the wind.
The performances are wonderful, and so are the scenery and livestock, captured in all their majesty by director Walter Hill. Hill, by the way, directed the pilot of HBO's Deadwood. And there's a fascinating subplot, too, when the cowboys pick up some unexpected companions. Five young Chinese girls, who speak only Mandarin and are being sold as slaves until Print and Hart rescue them. Broken Trail isn't quite as gorgeous or as perfect as Lonesome Dove, but it's close. And that's high praise indeed. And tonight, over on public television, Bill Moyers returns to PBS with a new series. It's called Bill Moyers on Faith and Reason, and is the first of 7 hours devoted to conversations with writers. Conversations about passion versus intellect, religion versus atheism, the clashes of international cultures, and so on. Moyers corralled the writers, who include Margaret Atwood and Mary Gordon, when they visited New York in April to speak at the Penn World Voices Festival. Some of the episodes will feature more than one author, but tonight's premiere is given over entirely to Salman Rushdie, author of the Satanic Verses and former target of a fatwa. The topics covered are somewhat predictable, but the tone is not. Rushdie is surprisingly entertaining and candid. Even when talking about such serious subjects as the violent international reaction by some Muslims to the publication of Danish political cartoons featuring the image of Muhammad, Rushdie sees some humor and even makes Moyers laugh.
I've never seen a political cartoon that didn't insult somebody.
Right.
Some of the Muslim critics said, well, how about if they were being rude about the Pope? People are routinely rude about the Pope. You know, so everyone else has got used to the fact that this is how this particular form works. Satirical political cartooning is what it is. And I think, you know, my view is people have to just learn to deal with it.
Yeah, the believers need to understand, don't they, that their belief system is intact no matter what other people think about it.
What kind of a God is it that's upset by a cartoon in Danish?
Other topics include the First Amendment, atheism, and the best response to an act of terrorism. They do not, thank goodness, include such Britney-worthy topics as car seats, pregnancies, and music videos. Robert Duvall and Bill Moyers are old dogs, still doing their old tricks, but doing them very well. If the broadcast networks don't want them, that's their loss. If cable and public TV do, that's our gain.